Roy was born a fully formed adult, according to incomplete family records. As the son of a decorated colonel, there was no reason whatsoever why Roy shouldn't follow in the footsteps of his father. However, he quickly realized he'd rather employ natives to extract precious metals from the bowels of the earth than disembowel them with imperial lead. You see, the date was 1920, and the Witwatersrand gold rush was in full swing, and if you were a minority European, the world of business was your oyster. But no man ought to navigate the world on his own.